Hello, and welcome to my first Blind Cool Tech podcast. My name is Ed Summers. I'm a blind professional. I work in the software industry. I'm a development manager at a software firm. And I started losing my vision about 6 or 7 years ago, and that was the point at which it started to have an impact on my ability to read and work. And today, my podcast is about a tool in my toolbox, in my assistive technology toolbox. That's a little bit counterintuitive, I think, and I just wanted to share it with you guys, and with the hopes that somebody would find it useful and either use it as is or take it the next step forward. First, I want to talk a little bit about my rationale for using this tool, and then I'll talk about the tool, the scanner itself, and then I'll demo it real quick. So, around 6 or 7 years ago, I was in the position that I needed to. I was working and successful in my career, and I needed to be able to bring assistive technology solutions to bear on the problems I was having, and I wasn't very price sensitive, I guess, in doing that, meaning that I need to be able to read, I need access to information, and there were certain times where I needed it, I needed the turnaround time to be quite quick. I didn't want to take, I did not like spending 2 or 3 hours scanning in a book on a flatbed scanner, when I would skim that book or just read parts of it using my Kurzweil software. That was not a very good, I don't have a lot of free time, and that wasn't a very good use of my time. So that's the kind of the rationale that led me to rack my brain and finally found a pretty inexpensive, high-speed scanner. So my scanner is I ditched my flatbed. I don't even own a flatbed now. I have a Canon DR2580C portable high-speed document scanner. And this scanner is about the size of a shoebox. It has the footprint of a shoebox, but it's about half as high. It's probably only about 3 inches high. So maybe 8 inches by 14 inches by 3 inches. And basically it has 4 buttons to operate the scanner. They're very tactile. There are 3 scanning related buttons and the power button. I connect it to my PC using a USB cable. And there's some software that loads on the PC. A little bit of software, the drivers. And one of the really attractive features of this scanner is that, one, it's high speed and it'll scan, I think it's 40 pages per minute. And secondly, it has a feature called Scan to PDF. And you can configure the scanning settings and how the files are saved on your PC's hard disk. But basically, I created a directory on my hard disk on my PC, and I configured this scanner using a little configuration utility that ships with it to whenever I scan a book, it will save that scanned book as a PDF file, and the contents of the PDF file is basically one JPEG file per page that was scanned. And that's per side of a page. So one piece of paper would produce 2, because it scans both sides at one time. One piece of paper would produce 2 JPEG images that are stored within a PDF. So if I were to scan a 300-page book, then there would be 1 PDF file that contained 300 images. And then that, I'll take those images and that one PDF, and I'll just use the file menu in Kurzweil to open that PDF, and Kurzweil recognizes what's in there, Kurzweil's smart enough to crack open the PDF and see that there's JPEGs in there, and it treats those JPEGs just like scanned images. And that's how I do my OCR. But I'm sure the same thing would work with OpenBook or one of the other scan and read packages. Although I really do like Kurzweil, I've never used anything else. And I'm not going to go into the Kurzweil part of this. The real value in the scanner is the fact that you can scan I can scan a 300-page book in well under 10 minutes, probably 5 or 10 minutes, something like that, easily. It's so fast, I don't really count it. But I will do a quick demo. So the scanner is, I think I paid $650 for it about 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. I bought it online. It shipped to my house. It's very small. It's very portable. I can put it in my backpack along with my laptop. It took me a while to configure it. That part was not very accessible. But like I said, the scanner itself, for normal operation, it is accessible because it only has, you know, 4 buttons, the power button and 3 buttons. So the first button, and the buttons are kind of programmable using the utility, the configuration utility on your PC. Although I have a friend who bought the exact same scanner, and rather than him going through the configuration process, I was able to send him my configuration via email, and he just loaded that onto his scanner. So that was, if you do end up buying one of these, this exact model, send me an email at dotsummers@mindspring.com, mindspring.com, and it's ed.summers@mindspring.com, and I can send you my my settings. Anyway, the scanner itself has the 3 buttons on it. The first button is how you you put a stack of paper in, and you start scanning. And then it scans that entire stack and then stops. And then you have 2 choices. You can scan another stack and, in a sense, add more images to the same PDF file. Or you can say, I'm done with all the entire book, the entire document, and press the 3rd button, which will write... close the PDF file and write it to your hard disk on your PC. Okay, so one thing I haven't mentioned is that how do I buy books and how do you scan an actual book? Well, I cheat. This is where a little bit of the price comes in. I buy my books at used bookstores or online, used books online at Amazon.com. I try to get my books from something like Bookshare.org or other places like that, but the kinds of things that I read a lot. I love to read. I pretty quickly get past, you know, the bestsellers at Audible.com or the bestsellers at that have been scanned into Bookshare.org or posted on Bookshare.org, and I get into a little more. I guess you should say, not in the mainstream. So. In order to get around, this problem of accessing those books that aren't in the mainstream, I typically keep my list of books, keep a running list of books, and I wait till the used books coming down in price, and I typically. So yeah, my typical book cost. Is on average I pay about $10 a book. Some are much less, but you know, this is with shipping as well. So I get the book used, relatively cheap. I take the book to the Staples down the street from my house, and they have a big machine. It's a guillotine machine that's made for cutting cardstock. And for $1.50, they'll cut the binder off the book. So what I have is just a handful of loose pages. So then I come home and I run a book through my scanner, and I can scan the entire book really quickly, you know, five or 10 minutes versus an hour or two with a flatbed scanner. And after I've scanned it into the PDF file, I use Kurzweil to just open it and start the OCR process, and I walk away and or go work on something else. So literally, as far as I, I view my time as being very valuable, and so I don't spend very much time at all actually scanning. I can do more productive things. Okay, so that's the scanner. And I, what I've got here for the demo purpose, I've got the first 40 physical pages of a book. That would mean, so front and back, that would make 80 pages worth of text. And this is, I think, the book that I'm scanning here is, it's probably a 300-page book, you know, your typical, it's a hardcover, although it's, you know, software will work fine. Kinko's or Staples, they can chop the binder off of any book. I've taken some really, you know, thick books, like technical books in hardcover, like the size of a dictionary, and they could cut them, no problem. Okay, so I'm just going to straighten up the stack of 40 pieces of paper here and put it into the sheet feeder. Okay, I don't know if you'll be able to hear the scanner run. I'm not going to talk very much while it's running, but you can start start counting in seconds, and we'll just see how long it takes to scan 80 pages of print. And I'm going to press the first button now. And it takes a minute to get started. Here we go. Okay, just finished the first page. And it's scanning. Still scanning. Okay, that's it. So that was 80 pages of print that was just scanned. So at this point, I can, let's see, that was 80 out of 300. So that was, I don't know, maybe about the first 25% of the book. I can set these pages aside and pick up the next, you know, 40 physical pages or so and press the button number 2. Or what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip that part since we've heard that already, and I'm going to press the third button that will make this save to my PC. And you know, it takes it's really just a few seconds to actually save the disk, the file to the PC, and that's not audible or anything. On this particular PC, I just have a magnifier running. I don't have JAWS running. Sorry, I should have done this on my laptop where I have the okay, and it's done. I'm looking at the screen using my magnifier now. And it has a little dialog box. That's all the really all the software you need on the PC is a little. It's a little the little utility scanning utility puts up a little dialog box that says that it reports progress information, and so that file of that PDF file has now been saved in my hard disk, and at this point I can open. I'm not going to do this, but I can open Kurzweil or whatever your particular OCR package is, and use OCR to turn this into text that can be read. So that's it for my demo. I hope you find it useful. Have a great day.